Hi, everybody. This is Empress Constance coming to you with another Candid Chat. Today, I have with me one of the latest empresses of LDW Enchantrix, Miss Marlena, and we will be discussing legs, stockings, and pretty feet. Hi, Miss Marlena. How are you today?
Hello. I'm doing very well. Very excited to be chatting about this with you.
I happen to have a nice set of long legs myself, and I know how much men adore them. So I was thrilled when you told me the topic that you wanted to discuss.
Excellent. Well, I'm no stranger to a pair of long legs myself, so I think the two of us would have fun teasing those boys.
Yes, we would. I've seen your pictures on the site, and you're wearing stockings in your pictures, and you look drop-dead gorgeous.
Thank you. Yeah, I have on a nice little pair of black, fully fashioned stockings, which are some of my favorites.
Really? So you have favorite stockings then?
Well, I love the nice, fancy ones. I love fully fashioned ones. The seam up the back, and the keyhole on the thigh, reinforced. Oh, I love them. Black, nude, whatever.
I love them too. Are you a fan of pantyhose or thigh highs or a mixture of both?
I like a mixture of both, but I mostly wear stockings. Mostly stockings, but occasionally pantyhose can be fun. Nice sheer pantyhose with a pair of cute panties underneath.
Ooh, very nice. I don't wear pantyhose very often living in Florida. I'm a thigh-high kind of girl, and I love, love, love the way they feel.
Absolutely. Yeah, living in Chicago, you get warmer weather when you can just wear the stockings. And in the colder months, pantyhose feel pretty good, too.
Yeah. Well, I know when I lived in Philadelphia, I wore pantyhose more often because they were like an extra layer to keep you warmer, so I did that. But I can't even imagine what my crotch would be like wearing a pair of pantyhose. I just, not in the Florida heat. No fucking way.
It's warm enough there already.
Exactly. So when you talk to someone or meet someone, is it very obvious that they have like a leg fetish or a stocking fetish or a foot fetish to you?
Oh, their foot's not on my shoe. Then you can see them stammering a bit. You know, they look at your legs. I think you can tell when you see them. And you're trying to talk to them and look at them in the eyes. And they're just staring at your legs. Maybe they ask you about your shoes.
Do you ever, like, purposely distract them?
Oh, I do that all the time. You know, you cross the legs and you recross them. Do that again, swing your foot a bit in front of them.
I like dangling of the shoe off the tip of my toe just to watch them absolutely shifting in their seat, their eyes widen, like, oh, God, why is she doing that to me? It's like, show me your weakness, I'm going to exploit it.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, and as soon as I find that weakness, I'm using it to my advantage.
Absolutely. So your callers, do you get a lot of interest because you're wearing stockings in your pictures?
Oh, absolutely. I think part of it is like I wanted to take my photos this way. I wanted to make sure I had those stockings in there so that they know. You know, it's kind of a reflection of what I enjoy too. So I think they're picking up on that when they see my photo set. And those looks have definitely gotten a lot of interest.
Yeah, if I could do it over again, because when I had my photo shoot done, I didn't know what everybody was going to be looking for. And, of course, everybody's like, oh, I wish I saw more of your legs. I wish I could see your feet. So if I had to do it over again, I would absolutely be showing off my legs and my pretty feet. And I like to keep my toes painted and my signature color's red. Do you have a signature color for your toes?
Dark red.
Ooh. See, now I like total whore red. Because, honestly, when you wear a pair of black stockings, if you have on like a neutral color on your toes or just a clear French pedicure or something, it doesn't really show. But have some like whore red nails, oh, they're showing.
Yeah, I think it's a dark red. I think that's more classy whore.
So I'm like total whore. You're like the classy whore red. So that's
yeah.
good. It's all good. Now, have you ever given someone a foot job?
Of course I have. What else am I going to use these feet for? Walking?
Did it surprise you the first time you did it that somebody actually enjoyed it?
You know, it kind of did. I know that, you know, the feet, they look sexy and it's nice to see them in the shoe and the stockings, but I was actually surprised how much people love the sensation of the foot against them.
Yeah,
that first time, I was hooked.
Yeah, I was too. I was the same way when a guy I was dating took my stocking-covered foot and placed it against his cock. I thought, what is he doing? And then he started rubbing my foot against his cock, and then it only took me a matter of 10 seconds before I took over and was like, oh, yeah, I kind of like that.
Yeah.
I like the sensation of a cock against a pair of sexy stockings.
Absolutely. And not just the stockings. I like it with the barefoot, too.
See, now, I'm not so much of a fan of the barefoot foot jobs. I like the silky glide that I get when wearing stockings and touching a cock.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. Now, when it comes to foot worship, do you enjoy it?
Absolutely. Do I enjoy it? I require it.
Oh, my. So you like the licking, the sucking, the rubbing?
The licking, the sucking, the rubbing, the caressing, all of it. I love them down there at my feet, on the ground.
See, now I like the licking, the sucking, and I like hard rubbing. The caressing just makes me cringe. It's not, I couldn't really call it ticklish, but I guess it's along the lines of being ticklish. So for me,
sure.
So that I'm not like snapped out of my happy place because they're being a little too soft, I always give strict instructions, you know, rub hard, lick, suck each toe. I love my toes to be soft.
Oh, absolutely. I love that through the stockings.
Mm-mm-mm. Now, do you ever do the whole dirty foot worship type thing?
Absolutely.
I don't do it with my feet, but I certainly do it with my shoes. I don't like any part of me to get dirty, including my feet, but I will certainly have someone clean my dirty shoes.
No, absolutely. Sometimes that's what they're best for, cleaning those dirty shoes. I have a big shoe collection, so if someone wants to clean them, I can put them to work.
Ooh, what's your favorite type of shoe?
I'm a patent pump kind of woman.
Ooh, I like that. So, patent pump kind of woman.
A tall patent pump, maybe with an ankle strap. Love those.
I do like ankle straps myself, and I actually like, I have a pair of... At first I have the slut red toes, and then I'm going to say I have a pair of gold hooker shoes, which doesn't sound very good, but they go all the way up. The straps lace around my calf muscle and up to underneath my knee. And
oh, very nice.
That's enough to make someone who's got a leg foot fetish just completely squirt in their pants. I don't get many opportunities to wear them, but when I do, I work it.
Well, you need to work on that. Find those opportunities to wear those shoes.
Yeah, I know, right? I need to start going to clubs more. So, do you like to stand above a man with your heels and stockings on? And just have them worship those legs, adore those legs.
Absolutely. It doesn't even matter how they want to worship them. If they don't even have the energy or the inclination for the sucking and the kissing, they can just lay there underneath the feet.
Now, do you like dressing men up in stockings and pantyhose?
Oh, absolutely. Well, like I said, I have so many of them, I can share a bit.
I never let them wear mine. I always make them bring their own.
Well, if they're good and they worship my feet very well, they can get a pair of mine just to borrow for a bit.
Ooh, how nice of you. That's very nice of you. I have a client who is not really a sissy, but part of his adoration to me, he does whatever I want him to. So I had him put on a pair of pantyhose, and I wouldn't let him put his hand inside the stroke. He had to do it on the outside of the pantyhose. And
absolutely.
It was one of the most frustrating yet exciting experiences he had, because all he wanted to do was just wrap his hand around his cock, but I wouldn't let him. And he said, it's just not enough to make me come. You know, it's just, it, I said, I didn't say you could come. There's a point to all this.
Sure, the pantyhose will teach him a little bit of control.
Right. But then again, if you stick a little bullet vibe in there with the pantyhose, all bets are off. He can't hold back between the pantyhose and the bullet vibe. 40s.
That's the benefit of pantyhose. You can really get whatever you want in there. A little bullet vibe in the front, maybe a plug in the back.
Ooh, yes, a plug in the back with a pair of pantyhose. Oh, love it.
Now, don't you love the sight of that in a pair of pantyhose?
Yes. Yes. And it's also good for those humiliation boys, too, because nothing makes a man look more ridiculous than wearing a pair of women's pantyhose.
Well, maybe if you finish it off with a pair of women's heels, it could get a little more ridiculous than just the pantyhose.
That's true. And some frilly rumba panties underneath. That's always a little more ridiculous. Now, here's a question for you. Have you ever tied anybody up with a pair of pantyhose?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think that might be what I love so much about pantyhose and stockings. It's kind of like a dual purpose there. On one hand, you know, you get the boys to adore them, to worship them, but you can use them for more nefarious purposes too. Tying them up, gagging them, whatever you want.
Oh, gagging them. I was just thinking that myself. Sliding off my stockings and, you know, first dragging them across his face so he can get a good sniff of them, and then telling him to open wide and stuffing them in his mouth. Oh, love
it. Good. Just digging it in there with your foot. After all, if he wanted to suck on it that badly, just get the whole thing in his mouth.
That's right. That's right. You can have it all. Another thing, which is, you know, kind of sort of about the stocking fetish, is I have had sex with men who like to wear women's lingerie. They wouldn't call themselves cross-dressers or sissies or trannies or anything like that. They just happen to like the feel of it. But when I'm in lingerie, there is nothing, just like with being with a woman, there's nothing like the feel of two legs rubbing together with those nylons on. Feeling that.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, it's quite an incredible sensation.
Well, it doesn't get softer than that.
No. No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. And this particular person that I used to do it with shaved their legs because there's, I'm sorry, no pair of pantyhose or stockings can make your legs smooth if you are a very hairy person.
Oh, absolutely not. The legs have to get shaved if you want that full effect.
That's right. That's right. If you want the full effect of what it's like to wear a pair of pantyhose or stockings, you need to have smooth legs. There's a whole different level it takes it to. Love it. Have you ever spent hours rubbing your legs and feet against some man?
Oh, absolutely. I'll do it until I get tired. I'll do it until they just can't get teased anymore.
Yeah, I love that. I love to just lay back, have them lay underneath me, and just run my stocking-covered feet, my legs against them. Watch that poor hard cock grow and grow. Like, no real relief.
Absolutely not. But I just feel so much better throbbing against your soft stockings. I think so anyway.
Absolutely. And I have a strict rule. If you mess up my stockings, you're licking it off.
Oh, absolutely.
Whether it's pre-cum, whether it's the actual cum, doesn't make a difference to me. Be prepared to lick it off because I'm not having sticky stockings.
Yeah, I extend that rule to almost everything.
Panties
or stockings, the shoes, hell, the ground. If you get it dirty, you're cleaning it up.
I love that. You get it dirty, you're cleaning it up, regardless of where it is. Now, do you ever, I know you're new to us and you've just started your blog recently, but have you written about feet or legs or stockings on your blog yet?
Oh, absolutely. One of my first posts was about my legs and exactly what I expect of an ideal leg slave.
Ooh, and what is the address of your blog?
Oh, it is yourphonemistress.com.
Wow, that's an easy one to remember, yourphonemistress.com.
Don't forget. Yeah, definitely. I wrote all about exactly why I think men get so enamored with stockings and legs, and then exactly what I would want out of an ideal leg slave.
Fantastic. I used to have a client that loved for me to walk up steps and him be underneath so that he could get the full view of my stocking-covered legs, even a little peek underneath that skirt. And all I did was walk up and down the steps, and it would drive him insane.
Oh, absolutely. That's why when you're going up any stairs, you know, up to your bedroom, into your house, you make them go behind you. Just a couple steps behind the stairs so they get that view looking up of your legs. And if they're lucky, they catch a glimpse of something a little higher, but usually the soles of your feet and those stockings are enough.
Mm-mm-mm. So nice. And I don't know about you, but I love turning men on. I may not get them all off like they wish, but I love turning men on. And like we said at the beginning of the conversation, when you hone into what's turning somebody on and you're pushing their buttons, I like to exploit it and keep doing more and more. I put my foot in the crotch of some man as I was sitting across the table eating.
Absolutely.
Just to watch him turn red, feel his cock instantly grow in his hand, and him say, please don't do this to me, we're in public, please, please, not here, not here.
And you know they never mean it when they're saying, please don't do this.
Yes, Christine and I mentioned that a lot of times with guys when it comes to sexual things, no means yes.
Yeah, they're telling you, please don't do this, they're spreading their legs a little more, so that you can get your foot deeper between their legs, right up against their cock. And then they're still saying no as it's throbbing and beating.
And as they're trying to, like, push against your foot, they're still going, oh, we shouldn't be doing this. Please don't do this to me in public. I can't get up now. And meanwhile, you're kind of grinding against my foot. Don't tell me I shouldn't be doing this.
They're telling me no. They're begging. And I say, okay, no. So I take my leg and I put it back and I cross over my knee. And then their lip starts quivering a bit, and they're like, no, put it back.
That's right. Take it away. Oh, really? Okay, fine. I won't ever touch your crotch again with my stocking-covered foot. Oh, no, I didn't mean that. Please. You can put it back. You can put it back. Of course I can, if I want to. Love doing that. So if somebody was looking to worship your legs and stocking-covered feet, how would they get in touch with you?
How can they get in touch with me? They can email me if they want to at marlena@enchantrixempire.com. Or they can find me on the phone where I'm available. I also take appointments.
Oh, so they can email you if they would like to set up an appointment outside of your regular hours?
Yeah, absolutely. They could just email me. Maybe find me on Yahoo. I am at Enchantrix Marlena. I could set something up.
Awesome. Love how they can just reach out and get a hold of us in so many different ways. And Of course, we may not be able to reply immediately, but we do get back to them.
Sure.
Now, do you like a man who likes legs and feet but isn't extremely submissive, or do you enjoy the ones that are begging and pleading and just want to be your little foot bitch more than you do the other?
Well, I like them all. If you're going to worship and enjoy licking and sucking and kissing the legs, I'll take you any way you come to me. But the submissive ones, they're just a little bit more fun sometimes. There's a little bit more you can get away with making them do.
They're definitely more amusing. I would absolutely say that. Nothing like a man groveling and begging to lick your feet. Just to be able to touch your stocking-covered legs. Or even your bare legs, for that matter.
Yeah, if they're lucky.
I like the ones that beg to be put into my stockings, too. And when I make a man wear women's stockings or pantyhose, I make them do all the things that women do. I make them sit, cross their legs, I make them walk, I exaggerate how it feels, you know. Oh, they're rubbing together, aren't they? Oh, can you feel that? Ooh.
Absolutely. Actually, it's funny that you mentioned that. I had a client last night who's getting a little bit more training on how to walk in some heels. Last week, we worked on making sure his legs were shaved so that he can really appreciate the good soft feel of those stockings. And once I get them in those heels, like you, I want to make sure that they know exactly how to act in those. So they're walking heel to toe and bending down with their ankles and knees together.
And it's not that easy putting on a pair of heels. Men look at women.
No, it's not.
They look at us in heels and stockings and they think, oh, she's gorgeous. They have no idea what it's like until you put them in them. Wearing
them. Oh, then they
learn. Stockings. And then they learn quickly, don't they?
They learn quickly because when I do that, it's a crash course. We don't start with 2-inch heels. We start right at the big 5-inch fuck me kind of pump.
Ooh, love that. Love that. Now, do you also train them on how to put on stockings? Because as women, we are, I don't know who taught me how to put on stockings or if it came naturally, but men, they're so clumsy and can be a little bit more rough with things than women are. Do you tell them how to put on a pair of stockings?
Oh, absolutely. Tell them how to put on the stockings, how to clip their straps from their garters onto their stockings, you know, get that leg up on an ottoman or a couch so you can reach behind it very well. Oh, they get the full instruction.
And I make them go and look in the mirror, make sure that they're lined up perfectly and they're not all twisted, because I can't have no raggedy-looking stockings.
No, and if I have them in a pair of those fully fashioned seamed stockings, those lines better be straight up the back, not a crazy zigzag.
Exactly. And by the way, they are one of my favorite stockings to wear as well. I just love it. It's almost like a line is drawn from my foot up to my thighs, and it's drawing their attention like an arrow, like, look here, look here, look up, further, further. Ooh, the promised land.
Well, you know, it's like a little line to guide them. If too much blood has left their brain, at least they can follow the line where they need to look.
Have you ever used a thigh-high stocking to tie up someone's cock and balls?
Oh, absolutely. I love it. Because, you know, first you tease them with it when it's on your leg, and then you use it to tie them up, and sometimes it's tied up in a little bow, so it looks just like a present.
And then they're getting a little bit of both worlds. They're getting a little bit of that soft, sensuous fabric against their cock and balls, yet it's tied nice and tight, so it's a little bit of pain with a little bit of pleasure, and it's like, look, I own it now. I've tied it up.
Yeah, that is fun. I like that mix of the pain and the pleasure, you know, that sensuality and then that teasing when they're all tied up and they think I'm going to untie them, but I just tighten it a little tighter.
Love, love, love that. Now that is exciting. So, do you have any other things you'd like to discuss about pretty feet, sexy legs, gorgeous stockings?
I don't know. I don't know. What can we say about gorgeous feet and pretty stockings that we haven't already said?
Do you get regular pedicures?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So
no doubt. I get them very often.
So you keep your toes, like, pristine and gorgeous.
Well, they're pristine. They're gorgeous. And you've got to keep them that way if you expect them to get worshipped so often.
I agree. I agree. I enjoy them too. I'm not. I have to go to a certain person to get my feet done. Because some of these, if you just go to any place, it's sort of like your phone sex mistress. You got to get to know the person so you guys can gel together.
Well, having them touch your feet—that's an intimate.
Hmm?
I said having them touch your feet—that's an intimate moment.
Yes, yes. And I, you know, like I said, I'm very particular about what I like. So don't do the little whispery touches to me. You're going to make me pull my leg back and kick you in the face. So I stick with the same person. If she is not available, then I will just skip going that day and make an appointment for another day.
Yeah. Every now and then I make one of those foot slaves try to paint my toes.
I haven't gotten one yet that has been able to do it up to standards.
Well, you know, their hand shakes because it's a little nerve-wracking, isn't it? Because I tell them it has to be perfect.
That's exactly
what I'm
saying.
Or there's going to be a punishment.
No matter what, no matter how long they've been around you, when you have them do something like that, either their hands are shaking because they're nervous or their hands are shaking because their cock's hard, something, but they seem to always end up getting, and I don't know about you, but I can't stand to have polish on my skin.
Oh, absolutely
not. That's why I go to a professional who has the tools there. If they accidentally go on my skin, they can immediately remove it. But I want it to be done right. So it's very rare for me to allow a slave or a sissy or anybody to do my toes except for myself or the person I pay to do it.
You know, I usually know that they're going to mess it up. I can anticipate the fact that they're not going to do a very good job. So I think it's just a prelude to the punishment.
Yeah, go ahead, do my toes. And if you mess them up, you're getting punished, knowing full well that they're going to mess them up, and they're going to get punished even more. Love it.
You just watch their hands shake as they reach those little toes at the end, knowing that they're not doing a very good job.
I still make them blow them dry, though.
Absolutely.
You know, at the salon, you put your toes underneath the little UV light with a little fan blowing on them. No, 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 no. You get down on the ground and you blow on my toes until they're dry. That's fun.
And if you need to check if the nail polish is dry, you just touch it to their cheek and make sure it doesn't leave a mark.
Exactly. And then, of course, you know, touching their cheek with your gorgeous toe is enough to really make them excited for you. Always amazes me. Just how excited they get for us.
So much you can do with the leg and the foot. It's excellent.
Well, this has been fun. I'm glad we got to talk about legs and stockings and pretty feet. And I'm sure the boys, especially those foot fetish boys out there, are really going to be drooling over this. I think they're really going to enjoy you, Miss Marlena.
Excellent. Well, we'll see how much I'm going to enjoy them.
Oh, you hear that, boys? The challenge has been thrown down. Just how much will she enjoy you?
Bring your best, boys. We'll see.